Good morning, Orville. Today's Thursday, 22nd of December, and right now it's hazy with 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with a temperature range from low 23 to high 27 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds supposed to blow with 25 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on, and the night is also overcast and winds with the same speed and direction. Moon is waning to crescent, and 9% of it is illuminated. Andrea talked with Ribu about Mr. Sridhar from Pondicherry Municipal Service presentation on waste management and about the huge dump site on the south border of Oroville, which affects the life of residents of Oroville and nearby villages.
Good morning, Ribu.
Good morning.
So we had two people from Pondicherry. Who are these persons? What they have explained here in Oroville?
They work for the corporation Pondicherry Municipal Services, PMSPL. And they're basically the new waste management company. They come to present their ideas on, I guess basically they got news of the fact that we had a signature campaign and that we were concerned residents, and they come to address those concerns.
You are involved in this project since quite a long time. And I mean, in this kind of
waste
management and everything, and it's very connected with waste management. You see some progresses in this kind of field in Oroville and in the surrounding villages in general.
In Oroville, there's progress. Surrounding villages, the progress has been very, very slow. I think there's an escalation of the problem, so I think that's an opportunity for solutions to come, which is always good. In Pondi, I see the development of this company coming in as a big opportunity, because instead of dealing with 14 MLAs, basically before the MLAs used to control waste collection in their area, and they were very corrupt, and you had to deal with 14 of them. So to get any decisions made, you were dealing with a whole host of corrupt people. Now you just have one.
What I've explained in this 1 hour of presentation, what did they show here?
They showed lots of plans, not many details, but lots of plans on what they would like to do and how they would like to avoid us getting these problems. So mitigate the issues that we are facing, so the burning waste, leachate production, which is toxic liquid going into our water table, and smell. So how they are going to tackle these, they didn't give many details, but they told us they're willing to do so, and kind of a broad strategy of what they would like to do.
Anyhow, is a positive step meeting with people that have a hand in the matter.
Absolutely, definitely a positive step. This is the first time we have a talk with someone from waste management. A first time Pondi has a company, first time he has a CEO, the company has a CEO, and first time we're meeting them. So it's definitely a positive step in the right direction. They have a contract for 19 years, so it's in Oroville's best interest to keep good relations with them, to get commitments from them, to hold them to their commitments. And on a positive note, to share our expertise and information, because this is all the same environment. We're breathing the same air, we're drinking the same water. So it makes the best sense that we manage all the waste around us as good as possible.
On Christmas evening this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, Ronald Rand will perform his famous Let It Be Art, one-man show based on the life of Harold Clurman, one of the great American theater artists and critics, and one of the founders of the Actors Studio in New York. About the play and about the workshop Ronald is offering to us on Monday and Tuesday at Sautru with the working title Art of Transformation, we talk with him, and here's an excerpt of this interview.
With this show, Let It Be Art, I've been touring now for 12 years all over the world to 16 countries already.
That is the play we will see on Christmas Eve, right?
That's right, Saturday night, exactly at 8 o'clock.
And, Bharat Nivas, right?
Exactly, yes. It's I bring to life one of the great inspirators of the American theater, Harold Clurman, and the audience also gets to meet people like Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis and Katharine Hepburn and Lee Strasberg and Stella Adler. And Harold Clurman was the theatrical conscience of the American theater, and he was also my teacher. So I get to bring him to life, which is extremely very satisfying, but it's also rewarding for the audience because it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun stories in the show. Play is really about what it takes to fulfill yourself as a human being, and how you overcome the obstacles and the challenges in life, and how is it possible to really become somebody. Because at the beginning, Harold Clurman had no idea what he was going to be, and then along the path, path, he's become like the elder statesman of the American theater, and he changed the course of the American theater, and he taught people like Roy Scheider and Maureen Stapleton and some of the great people of the American theater, and he was also one of the great directors of the American theater and an acting teacher and America's greatest drama critic, too.
As far as I know, the Monday and Tuesday are dedicated to the Orville people to do the workshop, right?
Yes, yes. And the amazing thing that I've been very blessed about the workshop, what I've learned is from some of the greatest acting teachers in the world, including Stella Adler and Jerzy Grotowski, which I include in my workshop, but Stanislavski, who was in a sense the first person to really formulate and write down what the actor is responsible. What I teach is I teach from the actual chart that culminated his work. And he was sort of like Freud or like Einstein. He was sort of the one who put it all together. So I use the actual chart that he came up with at the end of his life. And I know how to, in a sense, share the 40 tools that an actor is responsible for.
40 tools.
40 tools that the actor, wow, like working on oneself and relaxation and concentration and the different
that
things.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, it is, but it's joyful.
And then Vladimir of University of Human Unity visited us in studio and shared with us some exciting news on the seminar that will happen next 2 weeks at Unity Pavilion.
I am here on the behalf of University of Human Unity, which is the project of a group of our Orwellians educationists who are promoting, so to say, higher education in Orwell. And this project exists already for 5 years. And we have our website and we have courses online and many, many things happened during these 6 years. But now there will be a new event. This is we call International Seminar on Integral Paradigm and Other Approaches to Knowledge. And it will have two sections, two parts. First part will be the pre-seminar events, where there will be presentations and discussions of different scholars, starting with Devashish Banerjee from Monday 26th, and ending on the 4th of January with the exploration of scientific approach to knowledge by several people, Keka Chakrabarty, Marco Masi, and Ulrich Morhoff. These are well-known scholars, at least in our milieu, in our Orwell milieu, and...
Okay, so the all these events is gonna they're gonna be in Unity Pavilion.
Yes, they're all going to be in Unity Pavilion, and the major point of this seminar is to find or to determine or to clarify different approaches to knowledge, starting with psychological, philosophical, linguistic, artistic, sociological, and scientific, and how they can constitute one perception within one individual consciousness.
So. Okay. So, but as you mentioned, the first week is different than the other, yeah?
Yes, the other one is a pure seminar. The seminar means the intense exploration of these approaches, where presentations will be not... rather exchange of opinions or focusing on the most essential data of these approaches, bringing it out in a new fashion, so to say, rediscovering the approach. The first part is about presentations, what we do in our, research. But the second part is a new exploration.
So first one is going to be to audience to listen, and second one to interact, probably, yeah?
Second one will be more about those participants. They will interact, and those who want to listen, they will listen.
The participant, can anybody come, or it's you have to register or something?
Anybody can come and listen or ask questions or anything, but there are already speakers. We're already announcing them. And
can you tell us who are going to be the first week speakers?
Yes, there will be Devashish Banerjee, as I said already, Ladislav Brozman, Aurelio from Orville, Marco Masi, the scientist from France, then Sampadananda Mishra will speak on Sanskrit and its role in the future linguistics, also Nishtha Müller from Orville, me, myself, Then on philosophical and psychological approaches, we will have Matthias Cornelissen, Nietzsche, Anandredi, Debashish Banerjee, and all this will be facilitated by Rod Hemsel, our major philosopher in the University of Human Unity. And then on the at the end, we will have a discussion among all these people how these approaches can help us to constitute new integral paradigm.
And that actually, consequently, that should be a tool for our schools, yeah?
Yes, rather starting from higher education, for our university, which will create tools for our schools.
And the second week, the facilitators are the same people as going to be presenters?
Right. These who were presenting, now they will be reviewing everything in a new light. Mm. So it's a double event in that sense.
And if we stay with the practical things, what is the timing of this event?
Yeah, we are starting from 9 o'clock, the seminar events, and ending, we will have tea break, and then we will have together lunch. And afternoon, there will be open forums and discussions and contemplations where everybody is welcome.
And second week, the same, more or less?
This is the second week, and the first week will be only presentations in the mornings. That means we will not have time afternoons. There will be only 2.5-3 hours in the mornings where presenters will present their views and will answer questions.
So whoever is working is actually hard to come?
Yes, unfortunately, but we can't help this.
But you will record it?
Yes.
The presentation is going to be recorded, yeah?
Yes, definitely. We record all our presentations and put on our website.
So also on the radio, yeah?
Yeah, also on the radio.
Okay, thanks for the day.
Yes, thank you very much.
In Pitanga on Monday at 7 p.m., Martin Quentric, a French storyteller who told us so many tales, is back for a short time among us, and she will tell some Christmas tales for all ages in English. And now, just shortly, check the films we can see this weekend. At Visitor Center tomorrow at 8 p.m., they will screen Woody Allen comedy fantasy Midnight in Paris, made in 2011. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see within the Western Asia series Israeli comedy drama The Syrian Bride, made in Israel in 2004. And on Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see an international comedy fantasy romance Angel, made in France in 2005. On Sunday, children can see at 3 p.m. Arthur and the Minimoys, Revenge of the Maltazard. And in the evening, at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, they will screen drama thriller war Le Diablo, made in France in 1956. Thou art consciousness and light. Thou art peace in the depth of all things. The divine love that transfigures. The knowledge that triumphs over darkness. Wrote the mother in prayers and meditations. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on www.rrradio.org.